900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services for you. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 26th of October, 46 degrees and a bit breezy. And we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Lisa Fuller, and to preview the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout. That is this Saturday at the Fuller Shop. And Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Outstanding. Well, how excited are you for the shootout coming up here this weekend?
Well, it's always exciting. We're getting geared up. We've been getting things tidied up around the farm, and Friday will be a busy day for us. That's setup day. But we've got a lot of great stuff going on.
Yeah, indeed.
Just every day, yeah. I keep getting more and more great silent auction donations, and so it's going great.
Yeah, in keeping up with your silent auction donations, you have a lot of good, really nice stuff, don't you?
Yeah, and every day somebody calls, oh, yeah, I want to donate. Okay, cool. So I've been trying to post them out on the Gary Fuller Memorial Facebook page. And so if you want to actually see some of the stuff, I don't have it all out there, but in the next day or two, there'll be a lot more because I'm getting a lot. We're going to have baskets designed for men, women, of course, kids. And then just yesterday, we got a basket for dogs. So we're going to have a cool dog basket.
Awesome, awesome.
Let's see. So the event itself is going to start at 8 o'clock for registration at the Fuller Shop. And we usually try to get that done as quick as we can. And I got to say, before I forget anything, my volunteers that helped me do this, I couldn't do it without them. So I just wanted to give a shout out to all those people that call me and say, hey, I'll come out and help. And it takes a lot of people to do this.
Okay, registration starts at 8 then?
8. Yep, we're going to do rules. We usually do rules and safety. And one other little tidbit we're adding in, this is just every year when we do this, we do this to give prizes to 4-H kids. We've been doing the belt buckles, the trophy buckles, for 6 years. And the prizes at the Lyon County Spring Classic as well. So when we started this, we made some really good money, and we decided to give back even more, so we did scholarships. This year, we were able to give $400-$500 scholarships to area kids in 4-H. And we are going to have those kids at the shop at 9 o'clock, and we're going to present those scholarships to those kids right there at the event. And I'm excited about that because I just want the people that are coming and supporting us to be able to see in person the kids that we're giving the money to.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Lisa, for folks that are doing this for the very first time, walk us through, you mentioned the schedule, but walk us through exactly what folks can come to expect here if they're attending this for the very first time.
So very first time, like we said, registration, we're going to talk about rules. We try to throw the first target at 10. The round is $30, and that gets you three different stations. You're going to do a knockout station. You shoot against other people. Then you're going to do the best of 24, and you're going to get 24 clays, and you're going to try to get as many of those as you can. They come in almost at the same time, and then it's called best of 25. There's five different stands, so you shoot from five different positions, and you'll just try to get your best out of 25. And if you don't like your round, you're at the end of your round, if you've shot your round and you don't like it, you can sure come back in and give us another $10 to better your score in any of those rounds. So we just want everybody to have fun, and obviously we're here to make money. We're going to have prizes for the top three shooters in the adult which is 18 and up, and in the youth division, which is 11 to 17.
Okay. Go ahead.
Gonna get the top adult. We've got an over and under shotgun for them, and then the youth, we've got a really neat cooler, Yeti cooler, personalized package for our youth shooter, and then some really great second and third place prizes.
You mentioned silent auction going on, raffle prizes. You'll have lunch out there,
yep,
too?
Yes, we always have food. Keith's Cowboy Catering will be there, and he'll have pulled pork with his cowboy beans. Also, added things that we keep just adding every year, the silent auction items. I mean, we've got a great one if you're looking for anything. And you don't have to be a shooter to come and enjoy this day. You could come out, you can hang out all day, you can go watch them shoot. And then I've got some kids activities happening courtesy of the Lyon County Quail Forever. They're going to be bringing their trailer, their youth trailer out, and they're pretty excited about this too, because they've been waiting to do this for a while, and they're going to set up, and they've got shooting things to do with the kids. They'll have guys on hand to help the kids. If your kid if you're not a shooter, but your kid wants to try it, this is great. It's all free to kids. And Lyon County Quail Forever, I'll mention, they are also donating a lifetime hunting license for one of our lucky youth shooters. So how it works, you'll come out and you'll sign up to shoot one round, and your name goes in the lottery draw. And in the men's, in the adult side of this, we also have a lottery draw. So if you come out and shoot one round of shoots, you get your name in the lottery draw for a little Ruger Wrangler revolver gun. So just because you don't win, the divisions, doesn't mean you aren't going to go home with something.
You still could win. That's right.
There
Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout.
Still win.
Yeah.
Yes.
Coming up this Saturday at the Fuller Shop. So where are you located?
We are located just north of Emporia at 1955 Road M, as in Mary. Pretty easy to find. We're about 2.5 miles north of Emporia. Something else new that we'll have also, we're going to have T-shirts on site. Everybody always asks every year, because all of my volunteers have their T-shirts, and everybody's like, well, we want a T-shirt. So this year we decided to make up a few T-shirts, and if we don't have your size, you can always order them on site, and we'll get them to you. And going to have a Henry Lever Action 22 rifle up for two. We play the deck of cards game, and so you can buy a card, and possibly if you pull the last card, you could win that gun.
There is a lot going on.
This is our fourth year, and this is our fourth year of doing this. So check out our silent auction, the page. We've got a wood pellet grill that's really cool. It's a tailgater. It will work for anything, lake, tailgating, just anything. It's made out of cedar, and it'll be customized with whatever you want in the back of it. The guy that's doing it for me, he'll take customizations on that. Got a quarter of beef from Mike and Donna up at Allen Meat Processing, and that is custom processed and everything. So that day, if your bid is the winner of that, you will get a hold of them, and your beef will be processed the following week. That's pretty big. That's pretty awesome. And it's a local
sure.
Beef as well. Half a day pontoon rental from Council Grove Marina. Fire pit from Morris Fabworks. Baskets, just lots of neat baskets. And that day, I'll tell you, that day, there'll be stuff that shows up that I won't even know about. People will just bring it out to the shop.
Well, okay, so you register on site then?
Register on site.
Okay.
Nope.
So how much ammo do we need to bring?
That's always the question. And I say probably bring at least 100 shells, because you're going to need 25, and then however you shoot in a knockout, you might only need 5 there, but you might need more than that. So bring about 100 rounds. Also, I might say this. Ammo is kind of hard to find these days. You used to just be able to run out to Walmart and pick up shotgun shells. Well, and I don't want anybody not to come because of that. I've been busy securing some 12-gauge and 20-gauge shotgun shells for people who might want to come, but they don't have the ammo. And I'll have a little bit on site that they can buy. And I've actually kind of found it reasonably priced because it's not reasonably priced some places. So I don't want anybody not to come just because of that. So when you come, we do ask you bring your guns in the case and unloaded. And we will talk about safety. That's always a thing. I know everybody thinks it's boring, but you would be amazed at just the little tidbits that we see going around there. Safety is our thing.
All right, so the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout coming up this Saturday. Registration starts at 8 out at the Fuller Shop at 1955 Road M Emporia. Big day, and Lisa, looks like the weather's going to cooperate.
I keep looking. Yes. I'm always scared to look on that day when I can. When that day actually pops up on the weather apps, I'm like, I don't want to look, I don't want to look, I don't look.
Right.
All right.
So it's going to be a great day.
You got a great event
like
planned.
Like I said, come even if you're not going to shoot. Come on out, check it out. Like, we've just got lots going on.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day. Lisa Fuller previewing the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout that's happening this coming Saturday. Chuck, big day out there.
Big, 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 big day. And also want to let you know, too, that as we look here at the live and local calendar for the rest of the week, the newsmaker slots are full and pretty much everything else is, too. But we can shoehorn you in if you have an event or an activity that you would like to highlight. So give us a call at 342-1400. As far as that 7:15 slot is concerned, next week is pretty close to wide open here, starting on Monday. So we'll direct you to Monday here for that. Did want to let you know, too, that tomorrow we'll have a couple of guests on the newsmaker segment, Lisa Keith and Dahlia Sutton, as we talk about Boo in the Zoo Sunday.
There we go. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 732, 47 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Hello, this is your City Commissioner, Danny Giefer. During my 9 years in office, we've seen many positive changes. And